This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a business and you're having issues with cashiers and you've been looking at this self-checkout system, well, I've got just the folks for you. Southwest Point of Sale, 800-540-2149. Give these guys a call. They'll come out to your location. And if they like what they see and it fits their system, they'll hook you up and you'll end up with 7-day, 24-hour-a-day service. That's right. Southwest Point of Sale, 800-540-2149. Also, Black Forest Motorsports, if you have a Porsche, BMW, or Mini Cooper, John and his team have been doing this for over 40 years. Black Forest Motorsports. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. Tell them you heard it right here on Racer Radio. Well, Happy New Year's, young lady.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Are you going
to
sing?
No. That wouldn't be good for any of us.
You don't think so?
Nope. I stick behind the keys.
So you didn't go dirt today.
What does that mean, Dave?
You went SCCA.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't go dirt.
True. But the reason it caught my eye and I thought we should... Well, this is a good time of year, Dave, because everyone's coming out with their race schedules.
Yes,
right?
They are.
We're putting our 2022 season together. Even my crew chief, thank you, crew chief, mentioned, hey, are we going to Mojave? I was getting excited about that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so even my little team is talking about it. And, you know, there are so many options out there if people like to be behind the wheel.
Right.
And SCCA has, and we have representatives from the San Diego region.
Right.
Correct?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes, yes. Formal. Let's make it formal. We have Peter and Diane. Peter is the regional executive.
Correct.
And Diane is board of directors.
Correct.
And they're both racers.
Cool.
And they have so much to offer. So I thought, hey, let's start this year. Let everybody know what they can, you know, they need to build their 2022 season.
And everybody's out there going, SCCA? Well, Brittany's talking. She thinks asphalt is only to get to the racetrack, which is dirt.
I mean, my crew might feel that way, but I know the pleasure of being behind the wheel.
Well, I think personally, and I don't know these two folks, but I think SCCA has done more for motorsports than any other club in the United States.
Well, that's quite a statement. What do you think, Peter?
I would probably
agree. How long you guys been doing this?
So I've been doing this probably a little shy of 15 years.
But how long has SCCA been around?
Before I was born. In San Diego, even, I think we were chartered
before
in 1955
right.
in the region.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Figure SCCA dates back before that.
Exactly. And it's because we were building cars or they were buying cars that, you know, had performance, but where would you go?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you couldn't take it to Cajon Speedway, you know, even when it was asphalt. I mean, yeah, it's an SCCA. Kind of explain to the folks, what is SCCA?
So,
what's the purpose?
Yeah, so SCCA, Sports Car Club of America, we're the San Diego region, so there are regions all around the country. And really, we're a not-for-profit, and our goal is to make grassroots motorsports accessible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a car and it's mechanically sound and you'd like to come out and see what you can do and do it in a safe environment
right.
and, you know, really learn sort of the limits and, you know, what it's capable of. I mean, often think of it as the best driver's ed you can get.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've got different ways and multiple options mm-hmm. of, you know, how to come out and enjoy it. And then we hope you really stay for the people and become part of the community.
Yep.
You know, that's what we're about as much as, you know, the car part.
I don't know who does your website, but they're fantastic. I was, you know, doing a little research. Very impressed. There's so much information. And there's the autocross track days
yep.
and road rallies. And when I was reading about the autocross, I feel like I'm saying it too
yes.
fast. Autocross. That was kind of built into the little part where I was reading is it does make you a better, safer driver.
Yeah. So, and that's really been the legacy Although there was, you know, if you go back, autocross started up, you know, decades ago, and there was a pretty vibrant road racing program as well for mm-hmm. San Diego SCCA. The road racing is, you know, tracks yeah. came and went and went and went oh. and dwindled.
Torrey Pines. Yep. Everywhere.
Ryan, El Toro, Carlsbad, right. you name it. That you know, became less and less. We've really been an autocross region running at right. Qualcomm Stadium, of course. Or Jack yeah. Murphy back in the day, which if you've been by there lately, is no longer an option.
We were talking about that in the green room. Yeah, where do we go now?
Yeah, so you know, in 2020 was kind of a low year for a lot of us, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But between COVID and losing a facility, mm-hmm. you know, which was really our only location that we ran at the time, we had two events in 2020, and that was it. Yeah. And the first half of 2021, we didn't operate much. We have a new home in Lake Elsinore, so we run it. Lake Elsinore Storm Stadium now.
Oh, really? In their parking lot?
Yeah, it's a great community up there. They're that's not very too far supportive. Of a drive. No, it's about an hour drive. You know, yeah. I mean, we have people from North County that would come down, so it's just a matter of who gets to drive now.
Yeah.
Wait, are we driving what we're going to use for the autocross?
That's the beauty. Yeah. But see, that's the beauty of SCCA. You go ahead and explain that.
Well, because you can run either a street legal car or a fully modified car.
Which you do.
We do.
You.
Yes.
Do the modified.
Yes.
I couldn't help myself. I already asked in the green room.
You're not supposed to do radio before we do radio.
I couldn't help myself. I love asking people what they race.
How long have you been with SCCA?
Almost 12 years.
Wow. What do you drive?
2007 Subaru STI.
Ask her if she's named her car.
You ask her if she's
does your car have a name?
Yes, his name is Beastie, because he is a beast.
They are. I take it it's not stock?
Very no. far from. I think the manifold is stock and the alternator is stock.
And the paint.
Stock. That's it.
Nah, maybe. I bet not even the paint. It's beautiful.
Actually,
I already got. I saw baby pictures.
It is.
Because. What? It's in good condition.
It's in great condition.
Yeah. How long you been running her? Him, sorry.
Him, yeah.
Well, I've been driving it for 12 years. Almost okay. 12 years.
Racing it for 12 years mm-hmm. or did yep. it? Okay.
Okay.
It used to be very, very stock.
And then it worked your way up.
And we've over the years, we've been modifying more and more right. over the
so
years.
So how many jackets do you have?
I only have one jacket.
Okay. You want to ask why I asked that?
Why'd you ask that, Dave?
She can tell you. Why do you, what's the jacket all about?
The jacket is a national championship. So the
and is that pride?
National.
It is pride, for yeah. sure. Absolutely is pride. Is that there's they run a circuit of national events mm-hmm. throughout the year, and then the finale of events is in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right.
And
if you
there.
Can win a jacket.
You So yep. you've won a jacket. What year?
That was 2014.
In Beastie? Yeah.
In yep. No, actually, that was in Rick Jung's Evo.
She was cheating.
Oh. That's true. We brought both cars.
We brought
she
both
went
cars.
To a different yeah. car.
We brought both cars.
Yeah, he asked me to drive it. Yeah.
Can't
he said
say no.
No woman has ever won nationals in his car.
Till
he wanted me to
until
drive
until
it.
Diane showed up.
Yep, until I drove it.
Attaboy.
See, and you didn't even know I knew that, which I didn't. That's the best part.
Threw it out and it stuck.
Well,
are you stalking me? How did you know?
I think I was.
Well, I mean,
but you know what, girls, are excellent drivers. And when it comes to SCCA, where it's you, the car, and the clock, right? Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? She doesn't have to worry about somebody coming up her tailpipe or pushing her off to the left or the right. But it's finesse. You know, fast is not always fast. And there's
yeah,
so many.
They even talk about that on your website. I mean,
we do.
It's loaded with information. If you want to, like, get into this, read it. SDM. R, San Diego region,
San Diego region,
I would imagine, SCCA.com. It has so much. If you want to get started, it walks you through like what they're going to tech on.
Right.
It's loaded with information. What were you just saying?
Well,
it reminded me of something.
Yeah, I mean, as kind of, you know, you go back a year and a half and, you know, we had gone into this lull not having places to go. So we actually started up two new programs, which was our track program. And then road rallies.
Oh, those are new?
So
yeah, I wanted to bring that up,
what's
too.
What's old is new again,
yeah,
so those
right,
were
right,
long
right.
ago. But
well,
we hadn't run them in so
let's
long.
Let's talk about that. We have to.
I just want to know what she won it in. Was
I'm not going to tell
was
you.
Was it the rallies,
we'll
the
find
track
out
days?
When we come back.
Commercial break.
Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Whether it's new, used, or even service. That's right. They'll work on any vehicle in your driveway. That's right. Go to El Cajon Ford or ElCajonMotors.com. They're getting vehicles in as we speak. They've still got trucks, plenty of used cars. And thank these guys for supporting Barona Circle Track, because nobody does it better. All right, we're talking to SCCA. You know, I didn't even write down our guests' names. Which
Peter and Diane.
Peter.
Still us.
Peter and Diane. Okay, I got that down. So we got Dirt Dude on the line. He decided to call in. So you want to give us a Tulsa update there, Sunshine?
Well, I'd love to, but I haven't been really keeping up date. I figured Brittany would probably know more, but I know a lot of our drivers are there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then sit back, my friend. Put your feet up, because she's got some great news.
Well, I don't even have Flow Racing. I just followed all this on Facebook. I know some people. We have. I talk about Deegan Irie all the time. A junior driver, eighth grade. He hopes to do Tulsa next year. And when Braden Sharamonte, who was on just a couple weeks ago, he was kicking butt. And I reached out to Deegan's mom, and she says, "Oh yeah, he's been glued to Flow Racing since Tuesday."
Well,
non-stop action. Yeah. I think there were 1,700. Almost 1,700. You just unplugged me.
Oh, did I unplug you? Sorry.
1,700 entrants. And then who'd we send? We sent Grant Sexton from our local track, Braden Sharamonte, Catfish, David Taft. Mm-hmm. Did I say Sheldon Creed yet?
No.
Sheldon Creed filled in your car, yeah.
He was racing Darren Brent's actual chassis.
Right,
because Darren Brent brought back four B&Bs, so B&B got a little representation out of Lakeside.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the highlight is out of, I think, the non-wing. Yeah, it was a non-wing, and it wasn't the Outlaws. They had 400 entries. They had an E main, I think. They went that deep into E's. And
yeah, they call that the alphabet soup. Yep. You got to work your way through the alphabet soup.
So, yeah. So one of our local drivers didn't really have to do much of the alphabet soup. Our very own Braden Sharamonte, 14 years old, mm-hmm. qualified for the A main early.
Wow.
He did that well. He was one of top 16, I believe, who automatically went.
Mm-hmm.
And then our very own, now listeners, I know you've heard his name come out of my mouth before, Darren Brown. He worked through the alphabet soup. And he made the A main as well. So they both, Braden and Darren, out of 400 drivers, made it to the top 24 A main.
When's that run?
It ran last night.
Do you have results?
Yeah.
Oh.
Braden, 14 years old, started racing this division this year, top 10. He got 10th, and Darren got 16th.
No kidding.
Out of 400 people.
Phew.
So,
and that's 400 people. That is not just like no namers. Yeah, there was like Kyle Busch was there.
Yep.
Kyle Larson. I mean, there's some big names there. These guys are up against.
Yeah, I think that Grant Sexton, who's another local boy, he was just in here a couple weeks ago. He got to race. I don't know if it's got or had to race Kyle Busch. They were next to each other. And Darren raced. Darren was also in a heat race with Kyle Busch. That there was a bit of Bush bashing, I think.
Is that how you say it?
Wait, can you close your ears, guess? Because he comes from asphalt.
nothing wrong with
but,
that.
But, you know, I think it was just mixed messages. I appreciate that he, well, in an interview, he says, "I don't have much experience, but I did race a dwarf car for, you know, a little bit." So I was like, damn it. Now, oh, sorry. Darn it. Now I have to, like, root for him 1%, half a percent, because he at least had a taste of dwarf cars. But good for him for at least trying it, you know, pushing outside of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
And then the, can I talk controversy?
Sure, okay. Go ahead.
The other bit of controversy was his son races. I think Kyle Busch has a 6-year-old,
right.
And they had a junior sprints. And his son did not qualify for the A main. And so the the promoter said, kind of as an exhibition, do you want to be the 21st driver? Well, That didn't sit well with
Kyle.
A lot of people. Uh-huh. No, I mean, of course, well, I don't know what Kyle would have wanted, but I think all the other people who didn't earn a spot is like, now because he's Kyle's son, you're going to let him. Kyle Busch and the team was smart enough to say thank you, but no thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, so that was some controversy. Another thing that stood out was there was a gentleman. I don't remember his name right now. He's not even from California, but he the track kept talking to him about his numbers. Do you guys run numbers? I would imagine.
For our race series? Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I have tons of questions for
hard
you
to keep the timing and scoring otherwise.
Yeah, it's harder, yeah. Oh, no, I should know that because there's a whole thing on your website about get the numbers by December 31st.
Exactly.
That's right. But for all, 24 people coming around, the scorers have got to see the numbers.
Exactly.
So the track kept going up to this guy and we're like, we can't see your numbers. And so they said, you got to change it. And he thought he changed it, and they're still riding him hard about it. And they said, well, why don't you come up to the booth and see just how hard it is? And he did. And he's like, wow, it is really hard. I see your perspective now. And so they had a good interview because the guy interviewing said, we offer that to a lot of racers and they always turn us down. And you said yes. And he goes, I'm glad I did. I do now appreciate how hard it is. I do understand why you were saying, please make it stand out more.
Right.
And it is very hard with 24 cars going around on a fifth mile track.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a good interview I saw. But it's so exciting to have our boys do well.
Sheldon did well.
Yeah, he did pretty well. I had a hard time following him. Darren Brent wasn't posting enough. He was busy. He had four cars to be maintaining. But all the boys did well.
Mm-hmm.
And I say boys because none of the local girls went. Though, Haley Deegan?
Yeah.
I think she raced.
Yeah, she did.
And then there's another young girl that I want to reach out to get her on as well. She was doing well.
Not Alyssa Smith.
No, not Alyssa Smith. She likes bigger cars.
Bigger, faster. Yeah.
Christopher Bell raced. There was a good perspective on when you have 400 people that are competing for 24 spots, the importance of passing points. Because if you have a bad pill pick and you start your heat race last, it's a long, steep uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody was really understanding, like, hey, he got first. How come he's not automatically? Or they were getting mad because Christopher Bell went pretty deep into his week.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, but he didn't win. And they're like, but he earned a bunch of passing points.
Right.
So there was that whole dynamic of not only, they had like this big grid of finish, how many points you earn with your finishing, where you finished, and then you'd go like X and Y graph. And you'd earn.
Very complicated.
Yeah. That's why it was printed out and you go, okay, here's my finishing spot. And then you'd come down and look at how many passes I had. And that's the amount of points you would.
Gotcha.
So we don't do that.
So you're going to line anybody up in the next couple of weeks? Just, from the boys?
I have reached out. Yes, I have reached out. They're all absolutely exhausted right now.
You think?
They're so exhausted.
But there's still another week of it, too. Right?
The Chili Bowl now starts. So that, I always,
yeah,
I
that's
say.
That's all midgets. These were just like outlaw sprints, wing sprints, and stuff like that. Now you go to the midgets.
These were smaller, the micro 600s. I'm still, those are all kind of the same thing to me.
Well, you don't drive them.
Yeah, yeah. They're not as cute.
Now, AJ Bender will drive next
so
week.
I always say the Tulsa's like College Bowl, and the Chili Bowl is kind of like the Super Bowl,
right?
I think.
Exactly.
So we have that coming up. We got AJ Bender, who's local, Jake Swanson, who I still am holding on to as local, even though he lives in Indiana now, and Kyle Larson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's because you just like Kyle Larson.
So we have that whole week of the Chili Bowl in the same spot.
None of our other local boys?
Not that I know of. It doesn't mean it's not happening.
You know of anybody, Dirt Dude?
I'm sure we're going to be surprised by some that just show up and be like, hey, he's there. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Flo Racing is the best way to probably watch that, folks. So.
Yes.
But one of the things I was going to say, it's amazing to get up through the alphabet soup because what they're talking about is like, so if you win your So you win like the D main. That means you're going to transfer into the C, but you're in the back. They only take the top two out of the C that transfers to the back of the B, which you take the top two out of that. So you pretty much have to hustle to get to the top two from each race to advance to the next one.
And it's so
you're
hard.
You're talking 20 cars in each one.
Exactly. Go ahead. Sorry.
You have to get past 20 cars or 18 of them to get up to the top.
Yeah, it's and there's that many cars on a fifth mile.
I was going to say,
not even a quarter
how big
mile.
A track
it's not
is
even
that?
As big as a quarter. Yeah, like a fifth. Like, how?
How do you keep from getting dizzy?
How? Yeah. It's a bull ring. I think they said a fifth mile bull ring.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Without much.
And 20 cars on it.
Yeah. 24 in the
indoors. Indoors.
Not a straightaway. It's just you're in the car sideways the whole time, pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty
you,
fun.
You know, the saying of the night was, huh?
Oh, yeah, what? What? Oh,
what?
Huh? Yeah, yeah. I reached out, Brent, thank you for getting back to me. I asked him about the boys, Grant and Braden. I mean, 14 and 17, holding their own back there in the College Bowl of racing, dirt track racing. And I saw that Grant Sexton was up against Kyle Busch and asked, how was that? And was he up against any of his heroes, not assuming Kyle's a hero, like other people? And he said... did he race any of his heroes? He said, yes, yes, yes. Lots of his heroes and kicked Kyle's, you know what.
Ah. That's the best part.
Good job, Grant.
Good job. We always love it when the local boys do it.
Yeah.
All right. So when does Chili Bowl start?
That's for you, Dirk.
Next week.
Yeah, real soon.
But is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Are they going to give some of these drivers a chance to relax?
They probably have the open practice like a Monday, and then, you know, they start doing the heats and then into the B's and then all the way through the whole thing. It'll be like a Saturday, and I'm pretty sure it's on Flow, and it might be on regular ESPN. I've seen it before because we've had our award banquets. We come home and watch Chili Bowl after that.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, buddy.
And reminder, April 2nd, we're still looking at we're going to start our season.
Yes.
All right, so is the schedule up yet?
I think they're working on it. I know right now they're racing in Kokopah next weekend. The big nationals going on, the Winter Nationals.
All right.
Weekend for 10 days.
All right, buddy. Hey, Dirt Dude, Happy New Year to you.
You guys have a great one, too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. One fast half-mile track up there in lovely Paris, California. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Just go to their website, parisautospeedway.com. The new schedule is up. And we have got the man on the line, Mr. Don Kinserian. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good, Dave. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And you must be super excited for 2022.
We are very, very excited and anticipating another great year. We had a great year last year once we finally got opened up. And our schedule is up, and we're opening up on March 5th.
March the 5th. All right. So for folks, if you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, you have missed out because this is – probably the best show in Southern California when it comes to half-mile racing.
If you're looking for a New Year's resolution, it should be, I'm going to go to a new track.
Right. Every Saturday.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Why not?
I like it. So March 5th, as you know, it's probably our biggest popular show now. It's our Night of Destruction.
Yeah!
LKQ Pick Your Part. And we are opening up with that. And then at the end of March, the NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaws will be back in town for the first time in 3 years.
Wow.
Wow. Have you guys been to a World of Outlaw race or a Night of Destruction?
I have not, but I've heard of the Night of Destruction.
How about you?
I have not.
You guys have to go to Paris Auto Speedway. All I got to
do is
turn the switch on Brittany, and I could get up and leave, and she'll...
Dawn
and I could go have a beer, because Brittany will take care of the rest of the
segment. In the green room, I already imitated that Subaru wagon. That's the Subaru wagon. Round, round, round. Sharp turn, straight away. Round, round. Yes, the mini stock.
By the way,
stock.
Watch out. She'll borrow that car from him, because...
Oh, no, she will not let BC...
She wants to run. She wants to run Night of Destruction in the worst
There's
way.
A long line of people. Yeah. Waiting to drive that car.
And BC will not be going on the Night of Destruction.
No. But
so tell us, for folks, Don, that maybe don't know what you have prepared for Night of Destruction, what kind of racing will the folks see?
Well, it's the craziest show on dirt.
It sure is.
It really is. You know, we have what is called double deckers. It's a car on top of another car, and the driver down below controls the throttle and the brake, and the driver up top steers the car.
She's laughing. So, Diane's laughing totally right now. Laughing. I'm getting pictures to show you, Diane.
Yeah, so it's a team event. There is no communication between the drivers. They run counterclockwise instead of clockwise, and it's a hoot. And then we've got our mini stocks, which...
Yes.
The beauty of all these classes, there really are no rules. The mini stocks run on a road course. They're four cylinders. And we've got our trailer figure eights where you try and knock the other trailer, the other opponent's trailer off. And then, of course, we have an open figure eight class. And then at the end of the night, we run our demo cross, which basically we put out boats and 55 gallons full of water. And we have what's called the money ball. And it's a demolition derby, 20-lap demolition derby on the quarter mile. And what's nice about all this, you're never going to see a yellow flag, Dave.
That's
right.
It's
either green or red. There's no such thing as a yellow flag in any of these divisions. They're all full contact divisions. If your car breaks down and your door is not facing traffic, you become an obstacle.
Yep, keep going. Everybody else, just keep going. I love that part of it.
Yep. So, I mean, it is a 2.5-hour family show that the kids love. You're guaranteed to see more crashes in one night than you will in the entire year of NASCAR. So, it's pure family entertainment.
And you get, every year, you get more and more and more cars signing up for this insanity.
We're pushing over 80 cars now on that event night. Yeah, it's I would anticipate next year we're going to hit the 100 car mark at some point.
Wow. And you're letting divisions kind of intermingle, you know, like the sport compacts are kind of wiggling their way into the race at the end.
Oh, yeah. We had a few sport compacts run the last demo cross this year. And then, of course, they want to run their own demo cross. But now we're going to just let them run in the regular one.
There you go.
I think you're going to see more of those guys play in the last night of the event.
Since we're talking 2022, what are some of the other highlighted races throughout the year people should be marking on their calendar?
Well, once a month we run the USAC CRA sprint cars, which are 410 sprint cars. It's 950 horsepower, 1,300 car, pound car. It's where Tony Stewart came from. Jeff Gordon, of course, Kyle Larson, our new NASCAR champion. It's an open wheel car. If nobody's ever seen a sprint car race, it is the bull riding of auto racing. To watch these guys go into the corner, 22 to 24 of them, in the main event, all sideways, 3-4 abreast, is quite breathtaking. And, of course, we have our wonderful Path Car Series, which are all our stock car divisions. We have our Super Stock Division, our Street Stock Division, American Factory Stocks, and we are starting a new IMCA Sport Compact Division this year. So they run basically once a month. The IMC Modifieds will be paired up with the USAC CRA sprint cars this year. So there'll be plenty of racing on a sprint car night. The beauty of our shows, we try and have everybody be done and out of there by 10:30. This is not a racetrack that runs past midnight or goes to 1-2 o'clock in the morning. We start on time and we finish on time.
Right.
So, yeah, we probably have the best concessions.
Yep.
Anywhere on, for a dirt track, you know, there is no dirt except for up in the corners when you walk in the facility. The only dirt is a racetrack. So that's the way it should be.
That's true.
And you, and everybody says it, I don't care who I talk to, you have by far the cleanest restrooms.
And so many of them.
And so many of them at any racetrack. And that's, I don't know if you did that intentionally or did that just happen?
No, we actually did it intentionally. There's actually a third more restrooms for the ladies than the men. So on a real busy night, the men have to stand in line, not the ladies.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And then when there's holidays, like 4th of July, when it's you guys.
Halloween's fun there.
Yeah, but 4th of July, make you cry.
Yeah.
That's yep. Right. Yep. So we're bringing our fireworks show back after three years.
Cool.
Actually be on Saturday night, July 2nd. And it's paired up with the Night of Destruction number 6. And, so that's a great night. But you can't go wrong any Saturday night when we're running. You know, we culminate the year with the Oval Nationals, which is probably in the top three USAC national sprint car races in the country. And that's a three-night event. And that is probably my favorite event of the year.
You're absolutely right, but it is so family. I just can't explain it. I mean, when you come to the track, there's groups of families been sitting in the same seats for years and years. They root for their own personal drivers.
They play music, and there's a lot of dancing too. You see the kids dancing,
there's dancing, there's candy during Halloween, which is, I know you tried to disguise yourself as a little girl last time.
So I could get candy.
So you get candy. I know how you
are. No, I was talking to the Subaru guy. I want to know more about this mini stock Night of Destruction.
Diana, you're going to have to lock up that Subaru, I'm telling you.
I was asking questions, sticking my head in windows. I didn't get a single. I got one piece of candy for Steve.
You can't take it anywhere. But, you know, and I think, you know, Don, is that you? How long have you been doing this?
This is year 27 starting up.
Wow.
27.
Wow. Yeah. And you have, and as far as I'm concerned, you have probably the best announcer in Southern California, if not farther out.
Kim and I have been very blessed with the best staff. We have people there that have been working there for 27 years.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
You don't find that anywhere. We have multiple people that have been there over 25 years.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's amazing. And like I said, folks, I know we talk about this every single week, but if you have never been to Paris Auto Speedway, no night is a bad night. If you like high speed racing, hang out till the end, you can go into the pits, the drivers will treat you like family, shirts, photographs, get you in the car, let you get a picture taken with your kids. I mean, it is so family oriented, you almost forget they're racing.
That is absolutely correct, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. I've been around racing my whole life, and I don't BS too many people. Well, Brittany on occasion. But hey, I got her to spit water clear across the room. That's pretty good. But I'm serious. I've seen tracks that have done it right, and I've seen tracks that haven't done it right. And in all the years I've known you, nobody really does it right the way you guys do. And you're right. It's totally a team effort. No doubt about it.
Yeah. It's a total team effort. You know, and like I said, Kim and I have been very blessed that we've had this team together, you know, for years and decades.
Yeah.
And everybody respects each other. And
yep.
We definitely have the best staff going.
Absolutely. And you got the craziest drivers, let me tell you. And I don't know why Damian Gardner comes to mind.
Oh, boy.
Well, I have to tell a little story on Damian Gardner since we have two people in studio that have never been. Damian went into, I think, turn one or two and got up in the air, and the car got hung up On the catch fence. How high off the ground was that, Don? 20 feet?
About 18 feet, yeah.
The kid climbs up the fence and wrestles the car off the fence. I thought Don was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah. Safety third.
And I think if he could have got in it and started it, he would have drove it once it hit the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you love that. Your eyes got pretty big.
Yeah, that was quite a night. That was the Mobile Nationals, actually.
I remember. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. All right, Don, ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. The schedule's out. Put it on your calendar. Take the family for a cruise up to Paris. It's only a couple hours.
Easy drive. Best food.
Best food. In and out. Super simple. Don, I love it. Take care. Say hi to the family and the rest of the crew, and we'll see you next year.
Same to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have those SECA I Could Beat a Clock drivers right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. If you need any kind of performance work, Certified can do it. They got an in-house dyno. Or if you just want to have your general automotive work done, they can do that as well. But their forte is straight, drag racing, circle track, off-road, you name it. They got Dyno, can verify everything that they do for you. Give them a call at 619-444-7170 or just go to certifiedcarcare.net. All right, we were talking with Peter and Diane. And they, now we have to ask Peter.
Peter, we have to. What? I don't know.
Do you have a jacket?
No.
I do not. I am the one in the family without the jacket.
And what did you win your jacket in?
In Street Touring Ultra Ladies.
Did you see the smile on her face? It
she sat up
cracked.
Really straight, too.
Look at that. She's bleeding out of both sides of her ears. She smiled so hard.
So, but what is that under? Because you guys have the rally, the track days, and the autocross.
A lot of competition.
That is autocross.
Yeah. A lot of competition.
Yep. There is a lot of
So getting a jacket, and I bet you were surprised I even knew about the jacket.
I actually was surprised that you knew about
neener.
Yeah.
But to get a jacket is like getting the trophy at the Indy 500.
Yeah, Peter can hear us.
It's okay.
Okay.
Well, it's not like...
I'm used to being rooted against at every event. It's fine because we drive the same car, and there's no one that doesn't want her to beat me. So
everybody wants.
You drive the same car?
Yeah.
Beastie?
Peter, in the same, Peter that's worse.
As well. She won her
it's
class.
Not the car. Oh. Okay. I see.
Okay. So we're gonna try to save. We're gonna try to save Peter.
Okay. Yeah.
Who works on the car?
Me.
Okay.
So you're just you fly in, drive, and fly out. Is that what you are?
I wish.
Oh, okay.
No.
What do you
make you work on a car?
I do.
Well, I couldn't. I couldn't save you there, Peter. Yeah. I tried, but I couldn't.
He probably does 95%.
Oh wow. Okay.
So why Subaru?
At the time I bought it, I hadn't had an all-wheel drive and I hadn't had a turbo. I had rear-wheel drive, had front-wheel drive, had supercharged cars, and said I can get two with one stone.
Yeah,
and
for a lot less
bought
money.
It and tried it. Yeah, it was as simple as that.
Yeah, is that car high up on the list of autocross cars?
It's in there. Miata is definitely number one out there, of course.
Of course.
But we'll run that's the beauty of autocross. You can run everything from your Prius if you want, as long as it's wider than it is tall.
Yeah.
We've got a class for everybody. If you've got your daily street car that's mechanically sound, bring it out, find out what it can do.
Yeah.
And we've got all the way up to full tub modified race cars.
Right.
But everybody races in their own classing system, so it's all.
And you race against the clock. You don't race against another car. You're not on the track. Banging into each other.
Right. So it's a time course. You're basically chasing around pylons, cones. So worst thing that happens is you kill a cone and some cones must die.
Yep.
Our first event's actually next weekend up at Elsinore. So it's January 8th and 9th. So registration's open for that one for anyone who wants to come out and give it a try. And You don't have to be a member already. When you go on our website and register, you can just sign up for a weekend membership. It's $20 to do that, and you get credit towards your annual membership if you do it. Entry fee is $50, I think. So pretty, you know, low cost.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. So we're
Your number.
Yeah, compare.
Made very apparent.
We even do that temporary for a weekend until you know. But once you get there, they tend to get hooked. So
and make sure they're legible on your card.
Yeah.
Just like in your,
yeah, you should have seen Diane's face as you brought that up because it's a constant with us as well.
You can take your Mustang.
Absolutely.
You could take your Mustang.
Yeah.
You should do it.
It's still up on blocks. Poor thing. Yes. And that's dragging
the thing,
out.
And that's the thing we tell people. It's like the car doesn't matter. You know, what matters is coming out and getting the seat time and trying it. Everybody's always thinks, I have to do this to my car. I still have to do that. It's not right. If you can drive it on the street and it's legal and it's safe, you can bring it out.
But even if it's not, you can trailer it.
Exactly. You can trailer it in. We trailer ours in.
You could take the Dwarf.
Mm. There you go. We had a Legends car at one point.
A little different. Yeah. I'd probably tear up my rear end on that.
You think?
Yeah.
You better talk to the crew.
Yeah. I'm not going to tear up my rear end for that. But back to the Mustang. Actually, my dad, he always throws down. I mean, it literally doesn't work right now. I'm getting a new clutch in right now, the heater core, my dash is out.
You burned the clutch out? No.
Okay, first of all, it's 21 years old, and my clutch is fine, but the guy working on it is like, your clutch is so hard. And I go, it's always been like that.
It works.
It worked. It
works,
fine.
It works.
That's why one leg is bigger than the other.
My Mustang is not easy to drive. But anyway, back to our guest. My dad keeps dropping. For 40 years, I've heard, we should get a 914. We should get a 914. Kind of for that. Dad. His face just twisted up. He did not like that idea.
Yeah, the 1.7.
Yes.
Ooh.
It'd be a fun little autocross car. Those are the Fiat little. X19s were out for a while, too. Yeah. I remember those.
MR2, I've got five of them.
Yeah. So we're getting ready to.
He frowned on that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think, what if we said Miata?
Well, Miata is probably.
I got bored.
How about it? Oh, yeah. He just dropped the gauntlet for anybody who races a Miata. I love it.
Because
it was
Miatas.
Really boring.
Because they are boring.
He's reinforcing it. I love it.
A friend of mine who ran Mazda Motorsports, Jeffrey Barnes, Jeremy Barnes, and we went out to Willow Springs, and we were at all the iterations of the Mazda MX-5 from, the 90s up till 2012, or not 2012, probably 2018, and they let us drive them all on the racetrack, on the streets. And he let me drive his, and he says, just get it up on his tippy toes. He says, if you don't get it on his tippy toes, it's going to be boring. So I said, tippy toes? I says, okay. And he was right, because if you kept it back,
that
was kind of
boring. My Dwarf car. You have to push it, and it performs better.
Right. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the road rallies? Because it seems like it's a little different vibe, possibly.
Yeah, so we've really got three programs. One is the autocross that we've talked about with the event next weekend. And then sort of while we were shut down with COVID, because we also lost the site, and then the Elsinore lot was a COVID test site and then a COVID vaccination site, so we didn't get to run for a year. Thankful to be back. We started up a road rally, which is very different. It's a competition. It's not a race. We do it on roads, out on the streets. We set up a time, speed, distance course. We'll give you a set of directions the night before the event. It generally covers about 50 miles. You'll have, say, 20 or 30 checkpoints along the way, and the idea is you have to hit the checkpoint at the exact second. Every second you're off, plus or minus, counts as a point.
Plus as well.
Lowest points wins. So you need a navigator. Always fun when you do it with your significant other, your spouse, your
friend.
There's a lot of yelling that goes on in the
car.
That's a date night.
Now you're looking for a one-way ticket to the divorce court.
That's a good first date, I think.
We do that as well. And that's
who
really
navigates?
I navigate. Because it involves math.
Yeah, it involves math. It's true.
Because math.
Wow, another gauntlet dropped.
Well, but you do what you like, right?
Yep, exactly.
Where is a town? You say it's around town. Can you tell me a couple?
No,
in the past.
So we do. We just did one called "It's a Pie Run." We end up in Julian for pie. We did one called "Gamblers, Dead Dollies, and Barbecue."
Whoa! Please explain.
Because we went by Dead Dolly Lane out in Alpine. If you've never seen it, or go look it up. Then we have a stop there that you can go look at it. It's literally Dead Dolly's going down someone's driveway. She's an artist out there. And then we ended up at Grand Old Barbecue in Flint Springs for barbecue at the end. So, you know, we kind of, you know, North County, South County, East County, we cover it all so that, you know, different people, you know, commute to it. The event is,
and it's a timed event, so you can't be driving 500 miles.
It's all at speed, you know, limit, legal speed.
Because there's nothing worse to come around the corner and there's the rubber hose.
Yep.
And you are like 5 minutes early.
Oh, yeah. My dad.
The wheels cannot stop turning. Yep. I hate that.
And it's a lot easier now. Yeah, it's a lot. We don't have to have people out of checkpoints anymore. It's all on an app.
Oh, my goodness.
All geotagged. So when you go by, it just tags it. And yeah. So it's.
I did it with Chevrolet one time. You heard of the Moonlight Rally in Vegas?
No.
It was a rally. And Chevrolet, one of the guys there, him and his son did it all the time. So they thought it would be fun if we got a bunch of journalists and some V6 Camaros and race from Hollywood to Vegas rally. We started at 8 o'clock at night, got there at 9 a.m. OMG. They'd say, see that light out there? Yeah. You got to hit it in like whatever. Well, what? Way out there? You know, and then you have to figure out how to
do it.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So
it was the Santa Barbara Sports Car Club is what put it together. And those guys are mentally deranged.
So what's that?
I like those kind of people.
Yeah. So we found out it's actually a lot harder than we thought. We did it as a board of directors, and then we said, this is fun. Yeah. So
a lot of people had,
and it's drawn a lot of new members that aren't necessarily coming out maybe to autocross or to go to our track events. Right. Yeah. So our first February 12th, I think, is our first road rally. So registration's open for that one as well.
Right. And literally a family could do this.
Yeah. And you can even have your passengers in the car for it.
Yeah, yeah.
While you're arguing in the front.
Don't have to wear a helmet. Just has to be a street legal. Just has to be a street legal car.
Yeah. And then.
And you know, the other thing I like about, you know, SCCA is the family aspect of it. We touched on it just a tad. It's a family event. I mean, it's not like, no offense, going to Barona where you're the only one driving and the rest of the family sits in the stands and watches. Here, you can be part of the action, and the parties afterwards are always better than the event itself, right?
We try to. It's kind of nice being in Elsinore. They've got the tap room right next door.
See? I knew that. Well, guys, thank you again, dear.
Thank you guys.
You started the year off perfectly as usual.
There's so much out there to do behind the wheel.
I know.
Asphalt, circles, straight.
Right. And we try to cover all of it.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
You guys are more than welcome to come back.
Love to be back.
She'll send you my info for KUSI website.
SDRSCCA.com.
It's great. It's full of a ton of information.
There you go, Eric. Really hope you're happy about that.
Will you quit gloating on the webmaster? Never talk to anybody again.
If you're 16, you can start those auto rallies.
Absolutely.
As long as you have a parent.
You can actually do any of them. So autocross is next weekend. Track weekend is January 29th.
Do you have a high
30th.
School program for first-time drivers?
We have novice schools, so we're going to be doing a starting line school in March.
Okay, that's what you want to do. If you put your kid behind the wheel, you got to get him into SCCA first. All right. Don't go anywhere. Gun Owners Radio, right around the corner. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.